بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الرحيم معلقة بالعرش الرحيم معلقة بالعرش تقول من وصلني وصله الله ومن قطعني قطعه الله متفق عليه similar hadith we did the other day in which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that kinship family relationship, rahim, is suspended from the throne, mu'allaqah, it is suspended from the throne. And it says, Allah will maintain ties with one who maintains ties with me, and Allah will break ties with one who breaks ties with me. Hadith is simple, which means that that person who severs and he breaks family relationship, the uncle no longer talks to his nephew, nephew has broken ta'alluq with his uncle or aunt or niece or brothers and sisters, they're not on talking terms, they have broken relationship, parents and children. So that person has now broken his relationship with Allah. In fact, Allah has now broken relationship with him. And that person who joins family ties, despite the fact that my uncle has broken ties with me, I am still going forward and I'm still trying to maintain and patch up. Whoever does so, then Allah will join him. In other words, Allah's special mercy will be with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist such a person because he is fulfilling a great injunction of Islam, and that is to maintain family relationship. وعن أم المؤمنين ميمونة بنت الحارث رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها اعتقت وليدة أنها اعتقت وليدة ولم تستأذن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mother of the believers, she once freed a slave girl that she had. It belonged to her, it was in her possession, she freed her, and she had not sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا كَانَ يَوْمُهَا الَّذِي يَدُورُ عَلَيْهَا فِيهِ Then when it was the day in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the time with her, when it was her turn, قالت أشعرت يا رسول الله أني أعتقد وليدتي Have you perceived, O Messenger of Allah, that I have freed my slave girl? She was always here, and today you see she's not here, I have freed her. قال أو فعلتي Have you really done so? Have you freed her? قالت نعم She said yes. قال أما إنك لو أعطيتها أخوالك كان أعظم الأعظم لأجرك متفق عليه. If you had given the slave girl to your maternal uncles, in other words, her maternal uncles, family relationship, very close, they were her mother's brothers. If you had given your slave girl to them, they were very in need of a slave girl, they needed some person to assist them, that would have been more greater in reward for you. Why more greater? Because it will constitute giving charity, number one, and also joining ties of kinship. That is why we say in English, charity begins at home. In other words, you see to your own family members first, then seeing somebody, an outsider. Of course, there's reward for both, but there is more reward, as we did previously, when you give close relationship, close relatives, those who are more in need, you see to their needs first. So this hadith is telling us that a person should try and give those people who are in their family, who are in need, who are desperately in need, they don't have any income or they are battling, they've got debts to pay. Then if you give them, you'll be maintaining family relationship and also you will also be getting the reward of charity. وعن أسماء بنت أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنهما قالت قدمت علي أمي وهي مشركة في عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسماء رضي الله تعالى عنها the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنها sister of Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها they had the same father Abu Bakr but Asma's mother was somebody else and Aisha's mother was somebody else Asma رضي الله mother she had come in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم from Makkah to Medina to visit her when she was still a mushrika she had not yet embraced Islam And she came to visit Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. The hadith says, وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ يعني, She had no intention of accepting Islam. She had moved away. She had no feelings towards accepting Islam. But she wanted to meet Sayyidina Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was a mother. And she wanted to see her daughter. فَاسْتَفْتَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَمُ So quickly Asma radiallahu ta'ala went to Rasulullah sallam and asked him this question. Inquired of him. She said, قُلْتُ قَدِمَتْ عَلِيَ أُمِّي وَهِيَ رَاغِبَةً That my mother has come. And in this narration the word رَاغِبَة has come. That means she wants to meet me. Another narration, وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةً or the meme, that she's got nothing to do with Islam. She's moving away from Islam. She has no intention to accept Islam. She's a mushrika. أَفَأَصِرُ أُمِّي Could I meet my mother? Could I join ties with her? Should I see to her? She's a mushrika. She's not a Muslim. قَالَ نَعَمْ سُلِي أُمَّكْ Nabi Kareem said, yes, yes, go and meet her. Join ties with her. Go and join ties with your mother. Even though she is a non-Muslim, Sharia tells you that you must still maintain family relationship. You must still join that bond with your parents, even though they are non-Muslims. Yes. The Quran says, وَإِن جَاهَدَكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا Yes, if they compel you to renounce Islam and to associate partners with Allah, then you don't follow them. But وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا This is the teaching of Islam, that you should be kind to them as far as the dunya is concerned. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا Be good to them and see to them. Be kind to them. Don't turn your backs away to them. Don't be harsh and cruel to them. See how beautiful Islam is. That your mother, even though she is a non-Muslim, she has come to see you, then you should join ties with her. You should see to her needs and take care of her and show that compassion towards her. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. That we have parents, alhamdulillah, and we should be seeing to their needs and taking care of them. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.